No further. We have a great selection of brand new Lincolns on the lot. Our Lincoln selection is larger than any other in the thumb. We have the luxurious MKZ, MKS, MKX, and MKT all in stock. You can't beat the quality and beauty in a Lincoln. Step up to one of these premium automobiles. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance works solely through independent agents? Because independent agents live and work right in their communities, providing you with all your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent who lives and works right in your community, offering competitive rates for all your insurance needs. Choose Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Choose local. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and, how can we forget, high energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seabowing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf. Gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
National anthem's in the books. Now on to the starting lineups. But first, we're going to check on John Moody. First, last thoughts before we start this one, John.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be a really good game. The contrast in styles, I'm looking forward to this.
And now Ryan Brown on the sideline. In between both benches, Ryan, what's your take?
I'm excited for this one, too, because the matchups are intriguing. Cassidy's got some height to him, but Harbeach has a lot of speed, so it'll be nice to see how coaches combat each other going along on this one.
Yes, indeed. We'll be checking in with Ryan Brown throughout the game. He's going to be going huddle to huddle, listening in and timeouts. Let's go through the starting lineups. First for Cass City, number 2, Cody Orban, the point guard. Number 3, Ethan Nickel. Number 11, Drew King, game to start tonight. He's typically their sixth man from when we've seen him. And in the trees, number 44, Morgan Erla, and number 45, Cole Israelson. For Harbor Beach, we have our standard five, number 12, Aaron Ginter, number 14, Jason Hansen, number 22, Eli Kraft, number 32, Jordan Booms, and number 40, Andrew Seaman. Cass City is coached by Aaron Fernald. Harbor Beach, Ron Rubel. John?
We've got a pretty good crowd here tonight. We just finished the national anthem done by the PA announcer. I mean, he does everything here.
He does it all. He does it all here. So it should be pretty interesting as this one gets going. Both teams now introduced. Ron Rubel and Aaron Fernald shake hands at midcourt. Officials are taking off their jackets, and we're ready to go. We are on the, well, typically your right side of your radio. We are basically going to portray it as we're going lengthwise down the court.
We're on the baseline.
We're on the baseline. Imagine playing NHL 96 on Super Nintendo, and that's what you got right here. We're going length, basket to basket. And we have Cassidy in the white jerseys with maroon sides. Israelson's going to be taking the tip against Aaron Ginther, much shorter, but he can leap out of this gym. Harbor Beach in the black jerseys with orange and black down the sides. Harbor Beach going left to right across the radio. Cassidy right to left, or Cassidy going near to far. Depends how you look at it. We're going to try and go right to left until I get confused enough that we'll do otherwise. Israelson wins the tip into the hands of Drew King. Here comes Cassidy, starting it with their first possession. On the right wing, back up to Orban, top of the key, being guarded man-to-man by Harbor Beach. Back over to Drew King, being guarded by Kraft on the right wing, into Erla in the far right wing. About 25 feet from the hoop. He starts his dribble, being guarded by Seaman, dribbles to his right, up back to Orban, drives into the paint, puts up the shot, it's blocked by Boom. Out of bounds, last touch by Harbor Beach, Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop. We played 23 seconds, no score.
It looks like Harbor Beach has come out to pressure a little bit.
They're coming out with a lot of momentum into number three. Ethan Nickel into Drew King and Israelson in the paint. The turn and shoot is good. Israelson starts the scoring for both teams. It's now 2-0 Cassidy. Hansen over to Ginther on the left wing. Barking out orders, trying to figure get back up to Kraft. He's being guarded very closely by Drew King, 25 feet from the hill. Back over to Hansen, right wing. Pass it on the baseline to Andrew Seaman for the jump shot. This one bounces out into the hands of Boom. He puts it back up, and there's a whistle. Looks like it's going to be the first against the tall Israelson, number 45. His first, Cassidy's first, and heads of the line is number 32, Jordan Booms for Harbor Beach. Fairly decent crowd, especially for how early it is. It's only 6:07 on your FM dial. And the first free throw is no good. Harbor Beach has struggled with free throws throughout the season, and they missed the first. They're trailing 2-0 to Cass City. The second one is up, and it bounces around no good. It's rebound Israelson. Boom goes 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Cass City 2-0. Here comes Orban across the timeline. 7 minutes to go on the first. Erla on the right wing. Passes into Israelson at the right wing, or right post, I should say. This one goes off the backboard, doesn't hit anything, into the hands of Ginther. Here comes Harbor Beach. Kraft across midcourt. Over to Hanson, right wing, being guarded by Erla. Now in a zone defense, Seaman kicks it back out to Ginther, top of the key, almost took the free to side, not to, into Boom, the free throw line, back out to Ginther, left wing, takes a jump shot just inside the arc, and it goes air ball. Rebound, Erla. Over to Drew King, doing the point guard duties. They're having Orban run off as a shooting guard on the wings. He's down in the baseline. Drew King into Erla on the right wing, feeds it into Orban underneath the defense. He's out in the left corner, takes the jump shot, long two, no good. Rebound, still loose, and last touch by Seaman. Cassidy ball.
Right now, Cassidy is getting some good looks at the basket. They're not being as pressured as much as they were in the first minute of the ball game.
Orban passing us under the corner to a wide-open Nickel for three. No, rebound, Orban. On the right post, he gets a little bit of a whistle. On the floor, foul on Harbor Beach. A little bit too much of bodily contact. So this is Harbor Beach's first foul. Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop. Fouls at number 40. Andrew Seaman is first. Orban passing this one in. No one open yet. Kicks it up to the top of the key. Into Drew King. Into the hands of Kraft instead, though. He's across midcourt. 2-on-2. Dribbles to his right. Hanson on the baseline. Kicks it into Seaman on the right post. Goes up for the shot, and it's good. The bunny from the right side is good. Seaman has two. It's now tied at 2 apiece. 5:55 left in the first. Cassidy wanted a foul. Little off-the-ball contact on Drew King from Harbor Beach. He takes the three instead from the left wing. In and out. Rebound, Erla. He's maintained the presence in the post as number three, Nickel, takes the three. This time, no good. Rebound, Seaman. Here comes Hanson, right wing. Slows things down. Get up to Kraft to reset the offense. He takes the three instead from the right wing. This one's good. Yes. Eli Kraft was left open by about 2 feet and decided to take it 2 feet behind the three line. It's now 5-2, Harbor Beach.
That's one thing about a three-point shot, Clark, is that if you make it, there's no fast break down the court. But if you miss it, like Cassidy has been doing, that's going to be playing to the strength of Harbor Beach.
And we had our first call of the season that we've seen, John. A 10-second call on Cassidy. some pressure from Pepper Beach in the backcourt, causes the turnover,